News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Trick-or-treating.
Hey, you know, are you going to do trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I'm going to go trick-or-treat.
No, but I mean, just
I'm
going to
look for beers and wine.
Wine.
Fill my glass.
They tell me our neighborhood was shut down for that, so I don't know.
Everybody's shut down. Who knows what's going on? I mean, it's kind of like it's up in the air. It's just like go out and get caught or what, you know. So we've got candy just in case kids show up.
Oh, and if not, you'll know what to do with it.
Yes, I have a long stick I can hand it to
No,
them.
You'll eat it.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Bernie will, yes. It's got his favorites.
We got that radio show going here about El Paso history. Today's going to be a bit unusual, but so what? We do a lot of that kind of stuff. We are the place where Texas history begins in El Paso.
That's right.
You know that.
Oh, I know that.
So howdy, et cetera.
Well, you want to go on to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world or maybe up in the, you know, heaven or you are.
We do have people listening today in various corners of the planet. I'm pretty sure about that. And also, you can send Pepe's Mexican food across the United States. Recently, I sent some to Pennsylvania, some out to Delaware. And call Pepe C and send a Tex-Mex dinner to a friend or relative. And also call him up and congratulate him because he has a new granddaughter.
Oh, the baby was born.
Baby showed up on Monday, a little girl. And daughter is doing fine.
But Mom was working hard all the way up to just before the baby.
She was there on last Saturday.
Saturday, she was.
And so Monday was the baby born. And Jeanette seems to be doing well. Pepe, I guess he's okay.
You think they'll name her El Paso Radio Show?
Or Enchilada.
Or History Radio Show, Enchilada.
Enchilada. I have no idea. But anyway, it's a Mission Del Rey thing.
Oh, yeah. We got don't forget, there's a Mission Del Rey weekly $20 radio show coupon for online orders. And you can go to www.missiondelrey.com or call them at 915-440-2140.
Okay, we got a history moment. It's about La Llorona.
Yeah, I'm dedicating this to my granddaughter and grandson in Houston. I sent it off to them, and they got, oh, that's scary.
Are they missing? They're not missing,
are
they?
No, they're not missing. They're home with their parents. A world-famous ghost story that started in our region many moons ago.
All right, we're going to do ghost stories today because we can.
And it's Halloween.
Not only that, there's all kinds
you
of
have to do that.
Convergences going on today, a full moon. A strange election coming up.
Any asteroids yet?
Wait about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's going to be one coming through the door. geez, what a day.
All right, what a year.
Well, yeah, you had to get one more free hour this weekend, but you may not want another hour
of 2020. No, I don't want another hour.
Anyway, Ghost Stories of El Paso. We have our guests this morning, and they are psychic Diana Calamia. Good morning, Diana. How's the world?
Good morning. The world's great.
Hey, Diana.
That's great. We've asked you to bring your sidekick husband along, JR. Hey, JR, how you doing, dude?
Jackson, how are you all?
We are surviving. You sound like
a troublemaker.
You may be on a speakerphone, which may or may not be a good idea, but we'll talk to you anyway. So life goes on.
No, I'm not on a speakerphone.
Oh.
Oh, good. You're echoing because it's Halloween.
It's just my masculine voice.
I see.
Oh, that handsome masculine
voice.
We'll
try to get over that. Well, this is something we've done in the past. You and Diana and myself and, let's see, Ruben Escandone and Annie Pettis were the original ghost trackers. And we've occasionally brought in everybody who's in the studio this morning. Melissa's here and Andrew J. Polk is in there. And he has been on a couple of these ghost events with us. And Ruben is going to be a star of the show, and we got Annie calling in later. But the thing about what this is all about, we have sort of like haunted stories, spooky stories, but we didn't really get scared that much, I don't think. Did we?
I don't believe that we did. I think our main mission and what we really accomplished was really in helping a lot of souls and spirits cross back to the light where they needed to be.
That was the ultimate we ended up doing at the smelter. I got into this with you in a very odd fashion because I was doing a, quote, legitimate documentary on McGoffin Home, And I asked the management down there, which was Texas Parks and Wildlife back in those days. I said, give me an idea who's coming through on a tour. I'd like to interview them and see what they think of the house, McGoffin home. And so they said, well, there's a metaphysical church coming on Thursday night. I said, what? a what? And Henry Flores and you showed up with 25 other people. And I got that's where I met you. Remember that?
That's right. I do remember that very, very well, actually. That was quite an evening. It was a lot of fun, and we talked to different spirits, and they came at you a little bit, too, if I remember right.
Well, they did.
They talked to you. And
they did, because it was a matter of history for me. I was there. I've always done history. I've appreciated it. I've always wondered about, if we can't, you know, look up books and see or interview people, how could we find out something? Well, we found out a few things that night. And that got me intrigued on this, and so I said, where are you going tomorrow night? And you said, oh, we're going to go tour Concordia Cemetery tomorrow. I said, oh, really?
Yeah.
So I tagged along, put a mic on you, and found out all kinds of stuff that just sort of convinced me there's something more than just maybe on what you were doing. And I'm sure you know what you're doing, because I've seen you. But the thing about the McGoffin home was most interesting. They've had spirits move chairs and pictures and all kinds of stuff over time. And so we were down there looking. The docent said, how many of you, 25 people in the room, how many of y'all are psychics? And five of you raised your hands. And I thought, what have I walked into
here?
It's
a convention.
It's a bunch of them. So if anybody wants to know how I got into it, that's basically started it. But remember, the next night we went over to Concordia Cemetery and I had a mic on you, and you were talking about all the little children that had been deceased from the 1918 flu epidemic. They were all around you talking. I thought, well, that's nice. I couldn't see them. But then you said to your niece, Annie, hey, go down there about 20 rows of graves and go in about 6 graves. There's an iron pipe there. There's a spirit there. And I thought, what is this? So Annie and her sister run down there and start taking still pictures. And it turns out they were taking still pictures, and the flash was illuminating an orb of light. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that?
Yeah, if I remember right, it was a female spirit. If I remember right,
and it was she was from 1932, and that we went down and looked at the row. You said she's from 1932. All of those graves were 1932, and there's no way you would have known. And the other thing that got me, I had done ground radar in that cemetery at the other end of the cemetery from where we were walking, and in that radar we had found a very large circular what turned out to be a corral, we think, but it was about 4 feet underground. The top had been bulldozed. You couldn't tell what was under there. Plus the outlines of a little building. So I said to you at the end of the evening, that first time we were in Concordia together, I said, hey, can you come back in a couple of weeks? I'm going to take you to the other end of the cemetery and see what you can find over there. So you stopped and looked at me and said, there's a very large circle and the remnants of a little building. I thought, oh, my God. Now what do I do?
Well, that was spirit telling me to tell you. I had no idea. You know, it was just I guess it was their way of letting you know that, yeah, this is what you want to talk to her about.
So people have been asking me. There was a guy on Facebook said, oh, you're going to put up with these people. That's a nice, that's cute. And he doesn't believe in what we do, I suppose. But see,
that's fine.
That's his business. But here are the things that got me into it. I'm just describing them. JR, you got into this, but what made you a believer in some of this stuff, JR?
Well, you know, Josh, and as you know, Diane and I both were involved in a spiritualist church there in El Paso for many years. We both read tarot cards and gave readings, if you will. That's one of the things that they do in spiritualist churches. And I've always loved history, and I've always had a love, if you will, for the unknown, something different, something unusual. And I was always interested in things of that nature, including reincarnation and et cetera.
Well, you guys have relocated now. How about the ghosts up in that area, up in the middle in New England?
Well, I've been to numerous cemeteries up here, taking photographs left and right. Some of the tombstones, the oldest one I found was an individual who died in 1795.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things I've noticed, when I was looking at the tombstones, and you can actually see a modification. You all know the famous tombstone with the skeleton head and the wings. Well, eventually, that was when the pilgrims came up here in the 1600s. But in the mid-1700s, you can actually see the artwork on the stone where the skeleton head or the skeletal features start morphing into a face, a cherub face, which eventually morphed into the sweeter angel.
Oh.
And you can, you know, and it's actually interesting to see that.
Well, let's talk about the spook.
But as far as ghosts and spirits and stuff, we haven't really had too much chance to work that much here. But, yeah, there's definitely one here in the house that we're living in.
Oh.
She was one of the original owners, and she makes her presence known in many different ways.
Well, I'm sure you can talk to her on a one-on-one basis, right?
We get along.
That's good.
Well, charging a rent?
No.
Diana, for a moment, talk about the some people think this is nothing but spooky, stupid stuff. Talk to that for a minute, because obviously I've gotten convinced by what I've seen in my camera. And that's the other thing to mention to you. I have seen orbs in the edit room. 2 weeks later, I go finally put up the tape and look at, what is that? And I see something flying around. We're about to run a clip and have an example of that. Something that did occur in San Elizario. But that kind of thing made me convinced. And I can't see psychically like you can. But I learned to depend upon you. I ended up interviewing ghosts through you, which was a most unusual event to do. What about the spooky side? People think, oh, there's nothing spooky here. Oh, well, it doesn't have to be spooky. It's just, to me, it's an extension of humanity. What do you think?
Well, and I totally agree with that. You know, there's the problem of everyone always wanting to make it into something more paranormal,
yeah,
supernatural, scary type stuff. But that's not always the case. What you have to look at is that a lot of times, a lot of these spirits, if you will, the ones that we actually run across, are here because they got stuck somehow, some way. And or there are those that just have refused to leave. And those are the ones that we've tried to work with the most as we've been doing this to try to help them move on and do what they need to do. So no problem there. And there's always, of course, the residual energy. And also a lot of people, when they give energy to something, you know, you always hear about, I have a problem with that. It's always some poor woman whose boyfriend, husband, whoever, did her dirty, and she committed suicide, and now she wanders the grounds in white. A lot of spirits are dressed in white, but it's not that they're dressed in white. It's that that's their actual energy body.
That's what they look like.
That they're right, as you could tell in some of the photos that we've taken of actual spirits.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are white.
Well, let's do this. You know? We did one at the Playhouse. Ruben Escandone shot that one, and there were two spirits dancing. You called it. He swung around and shot it, and you can see in an apparition on that video, you can see two spirits there. I want to get to something else about history, though. We in El Paso history, one thing that has always bothered me was Billy the Kid breaking into the San Elizario jail. So that became a goal for me to take you down there to see what exactly we could about that history. And to me, that was the most amazing experience. I didn't see it at the time, but later on after the fact, there was an orb of light that came out of the frame on the camera I was running, came into the frame. It hit you in the face and then zoomed directly into the jail cell. And immediately you said, there's a woman coming to me now. They used to have woman prisoners here. Here's who this woman was. And so let's play that clip now. That's from the San Elizario jail, and this was about in the 2008, 2009 time frame. Clip one.
They're telling me about the women. They even kept women here at times. Okay. One woman's coming to me right now, very, very strong. This is a woman who was very, very outgoing, very brash, almost like Annie Oakley type energy. Would have been a roughneck, something along the lines of Billy the Kid or whatever. She would have been that kind of person because she's coming very strong. And I want to say she was in this cell because she comes to me from the corner this way. I want to say the gentleman that Billy the Kid broke out was in this cell.
All right, that is the San Elizario jail, and as you came out of the jail cell, it was kind of unusual, but there was another ball of light came out of your hair and went back into the jail cell.
That was that static electricity.
These are things I saw after the fact, and it was like, okay, it's easy to see something like that and make a decision like there's something going on here. So, and plus, we had pictures from photographers in that jail cell. Nothing, it's full of orbs, just pure orbs. It was amazing. So we need to take a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. We are talking history and the history of ghosts in El Paso with Lady D, Psychic Lady D, Diana Calamia, and J.R. Calamia, your sidekick in crime and marriage, right?
That's right. He's my forever.
All right, they make a great team. I'll
tell you guys are great. And you people didn't know. And you still do readings, right?
Oh yeah, I've been doing a lot of them by phone. It started out that way because of the current COVID situation, and since I've moved up to Maine now, I've continued that. I still have a lot of clients in El Paso and around the country. So those from around the country were used to calling anyway, but now the ones from El Paso have been doing as well, and it's nice. It's nice to keep in touch with people, but most importantly, it's really awesome for me to be able to continue to be of service.
Oh, I'm good for you. And I tell you what, we're going to take a break here and come back in a minute. We'll give out your contact information if you like. And also, just to let people know, we had planned on having a screening of two of the DVDs last night, tonight, and tomorrow night with the County of El Paso. But they pulled the rug out from under us on that. We had a scaredy park with a blow-up screen and a projector and speakers. And that was all set up through the County Recreation Department. That got canceled, so we can't do that. We will also tell you coming up in this hour how you can get a DVD if you want. I don't sell them anymore, but they are available. We'll tell you how to do that. Taking a break here. We will take a call, but I'd rather have maybe listen to these guys for a little while.
Yeah, and also on our Facebook page, El Paso County, El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. We've got some pictures that you posted up.
That's
right. And other people are sharing some ghost pictures, so it's going to be a fun show.
We'll take a look at that. On that page, we have a picture of Diana at the jail there in San Elizario. So go to Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show.
Yeah, that's it.
And they're in the comments on the posting. And how many people?
Underneath the picture of
Diana.
How
many people on that?
We got 14,000, over 14,000 hits.
14,260 people reached on that promo. That's quite a few. So, all right, taking a break. Come back in a moment. See you then. With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Hi, this is Olivia Troy, a former staffer for Mike Pence, urging you to vote for Joe Biden by November 3rd. As the Vice President's lead staffer on the White House's COVID task force, I saw firsthand how this administration acted like the crisis wasn't real.
This is their new hoax.
It's going to disappear.
Surrendering to COVID and costing countless lives. This incompetent leadership from the president and the federal government has resulted in the highest daily case numbers we've seen yet.
A new single-day record high in this country.
Hospitals are in crisis after hitting capacity.
It doesn't have to be this way. I'm a lifelong Republican voting for Joe Biden because the stakes are too high, and we need a president who puts country over party and will take coronavirus seriously. Go to IWillVote.com and make your plan to vote by November 3rd. Midas Touch paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Visit MidasTouch.com.
What if a cyber thief was filing a quick claim deed on your home right now?
Rudy Giuliani here, and if you own a home or property, look out for home title theft, one of the fastest growing crimes in America. The legal title to all our homes are online now. All cyber thieves have to do is forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home. Then they can take out loan after loan on your home and leave you in debt. You won't know until late payment or eviction when notices show up. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why I protect my home with Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect tampering, they shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then use code RUDY for 30 free days of protection. That's code RUDY at HomeTitleLock.com. I protect my home with Home Title Lock. That's code RUDY at HomeTitleLock.com.
President Donald Trump asks you to support Yvette Harrell.
Yvette is a small business owner and a very successful one, too, and a champion for our American First agenda. She's also a big, big protector of your Second Amendment, which is so important. As a state representative, Yvette has fought for lower taxes, less regulations to help small business thrive and create jobs. Yvette's opponent, Xochitl Torres-Small, is a total puppet for Nancy Pelosi. She's a radical left puppet. And I know personally because she tried to impeach me twice. And she votes in lockstep with Pelosi almost 100% of the time. She voted to block my emergency declaration on border security. In Congress, Yvette Herrill will strongly support our historic efforts to secure the border. She's got to get in. Yvette Herrill for Congress, fighting for our police and our safety, our jobs, our border, our future, our Second Amendment.
I'm Yvette Herrill. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Yvette Herrill for Congress.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Did you know you can send us an email right now and we'll take a look at it, ephistory690@gmail.com. I'm looking at it right now.
Are you looking at it?
I can see that.
What take do a you look. See?
Well, right now it's just last week's stuff. So, if you want to do that, ephistory690@gmail.com. Also, the radio show we've got on Facebook, and that's a El Paso History Radio Show. Melissa's in charge of that today. And we put a whole bunch of pictures of today's stuff on there about the ghost stories. So take a look at those. They're down in the comments section.
Yeah.
One more thing just to tell you, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We've got Mr. Bernie Sargent there reporting on El Paso 20 times on KVIA. We pulled him off of KVIA and put him on YouTube. Take a look at that. Plus, we have a dozen DVDs that I used to sell. They're now for free. The ghost stories are not on there. We've got in the next hour, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we'll tell you how you can buy some of those. And the rest of the thing is, here's some new people subscribing. Turbo Angler. I looked him up. He's out there fishing. So he's a real angler. October 25th. And Paul Zur, 32, on October 26th. These are people who have subscribed to our YouTube channel. So, all right, go. What do you got?
Oh, and I want to go back to Facebook because we got a lot of people. Vince Sanchez, some other people are sharing pictures, and they love this, what they're seeing up here. So I just wanted to post, like, Jamie Coppinger. I'll never get it right, Jamie. And then also, you got all so many different people in there. I can't believe how many hits we got. This is great.
13,000 people on the reaches, and these are on pages, about six or seven pages across Facebook.
Yeah.
And people are interested in this, and we're not doing
this. Oh, it always is fun.
Well, we're not trying to scare people. That's never been the mission.
No.
Inform people that there is a next step, and if you don't want to take it on your own, we'll show you where the spirit will go.
This is history. I mean,
it
in
is.
Its own sense, it's history. It's people's history. It's everybody's history.
It doesn't scare me. It used to perplex me, but now I've got a better handle on it personally.
you're scared.
Now I'm scaring me, if I can understand it. Diana and J.R. Calamia are on the phone. Well, they were on the phone. What happened? We lost one
ghost,
of them.
Ghost
Which one did
there.
We lose? Any idea? We lost one of them. Don't hang up, guys. I'm going to get rid of that one. See if it was him. And put Diana back on if she's there. All right, tell you what, Andrew, can we do this? Let's play the next clip, and we'll have them comment on it. They may have to both call back. We'll play the next clip, and that next clip is another San Elizario clip. This one's in the gazebo. Let me set this up, and then we'll take a break, and we expect Annie Pettis to call us up because Annie was involved in this one. And this clip, too, Andrew, San Elizario, it's Diana toured part of San Elizario with Al Borrego. Now, he was president of the San Elizario Genealogy and Historical Society. I think he still is. Mm-hmm. They are headquartered in the Portales Museum on the plaza there in San Eli. He called me up and said he saw a ghost in there, and it was an amazing thing. He saw a ghost in the Portales. So we decided, let's go down and check that out. So they sat in the gazebo in the center of that plaza and talked about a ghost encounter Al had in the museum. Photographer Annie Pettis was taking flash pictures as they talked. Here's the clip.
Diana asked Al about an encounter he'd had with a ghost in the Portales Museum. I walked in the first room. It's a series of rooms, kind of like the gallery. And I was talking to these ladies, and he walked in. The young guy, kind of wearing a, to me it was more like a French uniform, but it could have been Spaniard, I guess, with a ruffly thing up here, long sideburns. And he just stood there. He's just standing there looking. And then I asked the manager, I said, hey, do you have ghosts in here? And she says, well, no, but at night when the guy that he'll hear the alarm or something, he'll come to see what's up. And he sees, he hears furniture moving around in there. And then I said, well, there's one right there. But when I turned back, he was not there anymore.
Photographer Annie Pettis showed them a picture she had just taken.
Right now, when Al started talking about his experience over there, I took this picture, Al sitting across from me, and then you got this huge ball of energy. I personally never seen one this big or bright. But then I took a picture right after I took this one, and there's nothing.
Okay. So.
It's right there.
Well, Annie, what do you think it is?
It's a ball of energy. That's what I think it is.
It's an interesting thing that Annie took a picture at that moment and got this huge ball of energy. You have it on Facebook there. You can see Diana and Al Borrego sitting in the gazebo. In between them is this huge, almost basketball size compared to them, ball of energy. I didn't put the next picture on, but Annie took a picture right after, and it was gone. And there's no moon back there. There's no lights back there. It was something in that frame, and it's now on Facebook. Take a look at it. Diana and JR, I understand you guys are back, but now we got to take a break. And we're looking for Annie to comment. But real quick, Diana, what are your thoughts about that evening?
I'm sorry, state it again.
They're your thoughts about the evening when we got that ball of energy in between you and Al Borrego in the gazebo.
Okay, that was a very interesting evening, and that one came through so very clear. And if I remember right, Al drew a picture of it later.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I saw while he was talking to me. You guys have to understand, when I say I see a ghost, I don't always see them like I see you. That does happen on occasion. But usually it's just an energy that I feel, and it's like I can describe them from my mind's eye. And when he showed me that picture, it was a very good drawing, except as I'm trying to remember the picture now, he was turned a little bit to his left, because I want to say that there was definitely some kind of scarring or something on the left side of his face that Al didn't show in the picture. But it was very close to what I saw when we were speaking.
Al described what the guy was wearing, and it was sort of a ruffled top with a ruffly collar, not your normal collar. Anyway, that's actually in Ghost 2 as well. All right, we got Annie, I think, coming in on line 2. We're going to put her on hold, and we're going to take a break and come back in just a minute. Andrew, can you do all this at once? All right, take a break, Andrew. Go for it.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Man, these campaign ads are brutal.
Too many, huh?
Way too many. They just don't stop. I'll work with anyone. That's a bunch of bull.
Yep, I see them too.
Yeah, and did you know Social Torres Small's first vote in Congress was Nancy Pelosi for Speaker?
Wait, first vote?
Well, it makes sense. Social Torres Small votes with Pelosi 95% of the time.
95% with Pelosi? Holy.
Oh, yeah. And Torres Small votes 97% of the time with anti-oil and gas extremists.
Yeah, there goes your job.
And yours. And the kicker? The NRA gave Social Torres Small a D rating. She's bad on guns.
So Social Torres Small's bad on guns with the anti-oil and gas extremists and votes with Pelosi?
I'm telling you, her ads are full of bull.
Makes it pretty easy to vote no on Social Torres Small.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Killer hits. Commercial free. That's Halloween Radio on iHeartRadio. From Thriller to Ghostbusters, Nightmare on My Street to Monster Mash, and so many more. This spooky station is perfect for putting you in the Halloween spirit all month long. Plus, our Halloween playlist has all the fright with even more fright. Just open the free iHeartRadio app and search Halloween.
It's all there, waiting for you.
iHeartRadio, number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app. iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We've got the ghost stories going here with JR and Diana Calamia. Annie Pettis is on hold. And we got to tell you real quick about Patrick. You just heard his commercial. Call 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services. He's an excellent realtor. And he's got stuff for sale and for rent. I just bought a house through him. I sold a house through him. He knows what he's doing. But here's something to think about. Do your knees hurt? Yeah, you're laughing, but also
continually lately because of the surgery. Yes.
Yeah, but you had your other issues. Some people's knees hurt when they go up and down stairs.
Oh, well, yeah. Why do you think I have a single level house?
That's what happened to me and Wendy. I said, okay, we got to do something about this. So we traded a house for a shorter house, and Tettle was very, very helpful with that. So I got a one story house. Pat helped me buy it, and also he sold her old one. So he's got an extensive list of real estate stuff and rentals. Get a hold of Pat if your knees hurt. Think about that. 588-1850.
Well, Mission Del Rey's had to close their expanded new store for in-store shopping, but you can still shop online and have those items shipped, or you can make an appointment to pick them up from the store. And Mission Del Rey has El Paso souvenirs stocked up for visitors or to send to your family and friends this holiday season, and that includes their new popular El Paso tie-dyed shirts and hoodies. And don't forget, for five lucky listeners each week, Mission Del Rey has the weekly $20 radio show giveaway that is available online only. And you use the coupon code HISTORY at checkout, and you will automatically give yourself a $20 coupon. You do have to buy a minimum of $20 in merchandise to get off that additional, to get that additional $20. Oh, and it cannot be combined with other offers. So call for directions to the store to pick it up, or when you decide to pick up your order. And that number is 915-440-2140, and that's missiondelray.com.
And they're a good crowd out there.
Oh, yeah, we need to support our local
businesses.
They
doubled their store in January in size, and now they're sitting there with all this inventory.
Surprise,
but
yes.
They do fill orders. That's how they started out in
the
business.
They're busy. I've been online, and I see things that are, some of them are sold out. And like, so they're doing good, but still want to support them as a local company.
Absolutely, but I went out there, and there was a UPS truck just loading up tons of stuff, so they ship quite a bit.
It's a great the world,
it's a, yeah. It's a great place out there. All right, going back to the ghost stories and whatnot, shall we say? Let's bring in here Annie Pettis. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. Hi, Annie.
How are you guys? You got your relatives from the Calamias on here. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hi, Mika.
Good morning.
Hey, I miss you guys.
And we're
we miss you too.
you three and me and Ruben Escandone were the original ghost trackers. And we went around, you and Ruben, Annie, used to do still photography quite a bit, and made Ruben carry a video camera sometimes, and JR as well when he showed up with that stuff. But this is how we went around doing things. Occasionally, Melissa got involved. We had you doing some stuff at Keystone.
Yeah.
Andrew was helping us out
Bernie
at the
that
smelter,
one, yeah.
And Bernie was there. And so we've added people in and out as we've gone along, but we're the original crew here, basically. So, Annie, what are your thoughts on what we found? We just played the clip of the San Elizario gazebo where you shot this huge orb as they were talking about this French ghost soldier or whatever he was that was seen in San Eli. And as soon as they were talking about the gazebo, boom, you caught him. What are your thoughts on that stuff?
You know, I don't know, but I just know that whenever I'd go out with the Jackson 5, like, that's what my role was, to try and catch them. And, you know, I took a lot of photos, and, you know, a lot of them would look the same. This one, to me, is the most memorable. It stood out the most because it was the largest. It was the most distilled in white, if I don't know how to explain it, but... And it was just, you know, interesting because y'all were talking about the story, and then I took another photo after, and it just wasn't, you know, the same. So
it wasn't there. The next photo, there was nothing in the picture like we're talking about. So that was most unusual. I wanted you to comment on that because you're basically a professional photographer. And some people say, oh, that's dirt on the lens or dirt floating too close by. That wasn't the case here, was it?
Looking at all the different pictures that we took, and a lot of them were dust and stuff like that, and we didn't really, you know, we just would get rid of those. But this one, and there was a couple others that did stand out to me. Like, I don't know if you remember the ones that were, like, a little cut out in them.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
At the smelter.
Yeah, exactly. So some of them were just a little bit too interesting to just kind of brush aside as dust.
In the second hour today, we're going to talk about the smelter business because you were in on some of that as well. And I've got a picture online on our Facebook page of a whole bunch of us. You're one of them. Inside the major, large smokestack, we got in there, and we had a picture taken, and huge orbs appeared. And that's on the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. You got to scroll down in the comments, and we'll get to that second hour. But, Annie, also, you're the place where people can buy the DVDs now. You're it. How do they find you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, on Facebook and Instagram, if you go to Annie's Adventures or Southwest Border Souvenirs, I have them available, whatever is left in stock. You know, Jackson, you're not printing anymore, to my knowledge.
No, we're not making any more.
I'm just helping you kind of get rid of whatever is left in stock. On hand, I have one complete set. I have a bunch of, I think it's fours and twos, maybe.
Fours and twos, you have a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, and I know you have a couple of other ones that I can get my hands on, but there's not, after the set that I have in my hand, I don't know, maybe there's like a couple more.
I can make you up together, a couple more sets, but there's not a whole lot of them. But Annie's Adventures on Facebook is where to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Oh, Annie, thank you for your help on this. If you want to stick around, you're welcome to. We're going to get back into the discussion and talk about Monteleone's restaurant next.
Monteleone's.
Thanks for joining us, Annie. You take care.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Right. See
bye,
you again.
Annie.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Annie's going to drop off here. But, JR, you and Diana, you were basically also, you're directly involved in Monteleone's. What are your thoughts? I got a clip to play here, but what are your thoughts on that? JR, what are your thoughts? Because you hung out there quite a bit.
You know, Jackson, Monteleone's was definitely haunted. There were various spirits, various quote-unquote paranormal events that took place within that restaurant. Again, you know, whether people believe it or not is irrelevant to me, but I've seen enough and, you know, different things that I believe in the other side, if you will. I believe there's a veil that separates us between the living and the dead. Sometimes that veil is thicker, sometimes it's thinner, as in Halloween time. I believe that there may have been a level, different levels, if you will, when he went into that wall. There's different levels of the ether is the only term I can think of. And when they went into that wall and they found those artifacts, a lot of things began to happen at Monteleone's. There was a great disturbance.
I've got that clip coming up. Let's take a break, and we'll play that clip right after the break. And you can help us explain that. But Diana also is the one who was actually seeing some of the ghosts. And she identified him, and Gary said, yeah, that's where they've been found lately. So, all right, taking a break here. Back in just a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Hi, El Paso. I'm Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I'm running for the 383rd District Court. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I come from a very traditional Hispanic family. My grandmother, she was really the role model for all of us. Whatever you do, make sure that you're helping your community. She lived that. And my progression of my career, I've always been a public servant. It's not just running a case and finishing the case. Is it working for you? Is it working for your family? I'm going to be here to help you if you allow me to help you. Bringing resources to help families. Following up with them. And that's why I'm running for the 383rd District Court. Because we can do more. We should be doing more. And we can do more. And if I can do that to help El Paso, help our families, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I am Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I approve this message.
This political ad paid for by Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Olivia Troy, a former staffer for Mike Pence, urging you to vote for Joe Biden by November 3rd. As the Vice President's lead staffer on the White House's COVID task force, I saw firsthand how this administration acted like the crisis wasn't real.
This is their new hoax.
It's going to disappear.
Surrendering to COVID and costing countless lives. This incompetent leadership from the president and the federal government has resulted in the highest daily case numbers we've seen yet.
A new single-day record high in this country.
Hospitals are in crisis after hitting capacity.
It doesn't have to be this way. I'm a lifelong Republican voting for Joe Biden because the stakes are too high, and we need a president who puts country over party and will take coronavirus seriously. Go to IWillVote.com and make your plan to vote by November 3rd. Midas Touch paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Visit MidasTouch.com.
President Donald Trump asks you to support Yvette Harrell.
Yvette is a small business owner and a very successful one, too, and a champion for our American First agenda. She's also a big, big protector of your Second Amendment, which is so important. As a state representative, Yvette has fought for lower taxes, less regulations to help small business thrive and create jobs. Yvette's opponent, Xochitl Torres-Small, is a total puppet for Nancy Pelosi. She's a radical left puppet. And I know personally because she tried to impeach me twice. And she votes in lockstep with Pelosi almost 100% of the time. She voted to block my emergency declaration on border security. In Congress, Yvette Harrell will strongly support our historic efforts to secure the border. She's got to get in. Yvette Harrell for Congress, fighting for our police and our safety, our jobs, our border, our future, our Second Amendment.
I'm Yvette Harrell. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Yvette Harrell for Congress.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got the Calamias on the air here from Maine, M-A-I-N-E. You guys moved, what, July, August, somewhere back in there?
The end of July, yeah.
We moved
out here and loving it.
How's the weather now?
It's getting colder.
I bet it is.
A bit chilly, eh?
But we had snow before
yeah.
you did. We have an announcement about the museums. You got that, Melissa?
Yes,
they're closed
do.
Basically everywhere.
Well, you know, we got it's kind of up in the air right now, I think, but I do know that all of the El Paso museums, the history, the artists, the archaeology museum are all closed. McGoffin Home might be open. I'm not sure. You'd
call
have to
up.
Call them, and I'll give you that number, 525-7364. And
that's,
also, New
no,
Mexico's
that's
got the same
issues. That's Jim Talbert's number.
Oh, that's Jim. Oh, shoot. I jumped.
We
Jim
call
Talbert.
Him, too.
I jumped. You said museums threw me off. Okay.
Well, McGoffin.
But yeah, no. But Jim Talbert, I believe, still has his tours coming up tomorrow, Sunday the 1st, Useful Plant Series. And then Sunday, November 1st, also take an archaeological hike at Pina Blanca. Call Jim Talbert, like I started to give you that number, 525-7364. And also McGoffin Home. We'll talk about them later. Sorry.
533-5147 for them. Okay. Talking about the ghosts in El Paso and stuff going on here, we mentioned Monteleone. That is the most interesting place, and I was amazed to get in there myself. What happened was Monteleone's restaurant's on the gateway, Central El Paso. It's in what was a home at one time, and from the freeway, you'll see a big face on the wall in the front of the restaurant. We got that picture up there on Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show. You'll see that big face that you can see it from the freeway. That always amazed me. And just next to it is a truck. Gary was a set director in Hollywood. He brought that with him back home. Anyway, so owner Gary Monteleone has a haunted place. It has a history of unusual events since the 1920s. Owner Gary Monteleone explained in Ghost Stories of El Paso Volume 2 that he bought the home next door and expanded the restaurant into that home, and he found some very unusual items under a sealed floor, and things got even more weird.
When the restaurant expanded into the house next door, they found a room that had been sealed off. Under the floor, they found these pictures and the charter for a metaphysical church, dated 1922. When Gary moved the items into the older section of the restaurant, strange things began to happen.
Okay, when we moved the certificate and the pictures over to this side of the restaurant, kind of all hell broke loose. We had you'd hear pounding on the walls, and the lady in the kitchen was able to see the ghost by the bar over here. The one night I was closing up the restaurant and went to lock the front door, and this black hand and forearm kind of was coming in the door. I just turned around and slammed it and got out of here, but it was quite an experience.
Did things calm down when you moved them back?
Once we took the certificate and the pictures back over there, everything settled down, and there was no more pounding and stuff like that.
Gary was kind of freaked out about that stuff. Diana, you walked around, you found Albert, and you found a German woman. What was that all about?
These are our spirits. Albert is there, and he's a guardian of Monteleone's, and he's usually in the main dining area. Then we found Evelyn. In the mob room, what they call the mob room, and it's got a crap wheel.
A roulette wheel and a blackjack
right.
table.
And I believe she came with the roulette wheel. She's all about the money.
Gary said,
on the other side, there's Rosalia who takes care of the bar, and then they've had a couple of new ones come in and stay, one of them by the name of John, and there's a little girl there that likes to hang out with Gary, and it's an interesting place, but the spirits there now are definitely guardians. There's nothing there very negative at all, though there was a time when it was pretty rough.
Let me ask you, Diana, really quick. When we talk a negative, positive, scary in the sense of dealing with spirits or how, I don't exactly know how to say it, but, you know, how do you determine that? That's always been kind of interesting because I remember the first time we went out with you on the ghost tour at Concordia Cemetery, it was really fascinating watching you go through the cemetery and work, let's say.
Okay. Well, to me, the negative ones aren't necessarily just negative. They're angry, they're frustrated. So they're giving out not so much a positive energy. And then there are the ones that are through their anger or through their frustration is that they're still here or how they died or something to that effect. Or a lot of times what happens is that family members or loved ones have a very hard time in releasing our loved ones that have crossed. And that's one thing that I've always been very, big about, mm-hmm. is that don't hold your family members back, your family, your friends, because then once you cross, they're still stuck here.
Oh.
You have to accept you have to accept death.
Let them go.
We're all born to die.
Yeah.
And by not accepting our loved one's death, there are times that we tend to keep them stuck here. And out of their frustration and their grief and their, you know, they become somewhat negative. I have the people who talk to me about, what about the demons and stuff like that? Are there something like that there? Probably. I don't deal with them. I don't look for them. And I don't call on them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I remember you found one in a building in Isleta, and you got everybody out of the room and get the heck out of there and told the guy to get lost.
Right. And don't get me wrong. There are those that are somewhat malicious, you know, but I choose not to, and I will not tolerate their energy. And my guides are very good about keeping me safe in that realm.
Diana, have you ever dealt with poltergeist?
Yes.
That's got to be interesting.
Yes, I have. And again, that comes out of anger issues or frustration issues, or actually the spirit here gets a little bit poltergeisty. My daughter-in-law likes to put like Christmas decorations up in the kitchen, and her name is Natalie, and Natalie likes to take him down because that's not her style, you know, and different things like that. You know, there are those that are like that, and then there are those, and believe it or not, there are poltergeisty type activities that are really here. Those spirits are here to help.
Oh,
you know.
You know, that's what we found at the Isleta Mission. Remember that?
Right. Those are the kinds that are here to help. They're here to help us on this side. You know, because of our frustrations and our dealings with this energy here, they have chosen to come forward and guide. Also, the Earth guides, the one in Keystone, was a very interesting one.
Oh yeah.
So again, everyone wants to call. You know, you see the movie Poltergeist, and they all think that they're the negative, malevolent spirits throwing stuff around just to you know. But again, you have to be very careful what you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You might find it.
That's why I don't like working with a lot of paranormal groups, because they don't respect them.
No.
They want that activity. They encourage that activity. And, you know, I don't want anyone yelling at me in this lifetime, much less on the other side. Hit me. Give me your best shot.
I went to a hospital with some old hospital with some of those people. I walked out because they were trying to entice the ghost into being mean. And I said, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I left. I wasn't going to make a video out of that. Diana, we're almost at the top of the hour for a break. Stick around next hour, obviously. We're going to talk about maybe some of the stuff that went on in the Isleta Mission. We didn't, I don't have a clip on that, but we can talk about Brother Sebastian, if you like. We met him, and that was in the middle of the Isleta Mission. But also, JR, if you have some thoughts about maybe some things you saw at the El Paso Playhouse. We don't have a clip on that either. But these are some things that I know you were involved in. This is the music here, Melissa.
Here we go.
Shall we come back after the news?
We
have a history moment, top of the hour.
That's right.
On La Llorona.
Yes.
See you after the news. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.